This week, St. Stephen Street finally reopened, but not to a chorus of delight. It was branded a waste of cash, and the first users were astonished to find there were still no bus shelters. Evening News readers were not impressed either, as we will hear when we get to the letters. Another city centre road closure has also been controversial. Exchange Street is supposed to be closed to traffic between 10 and 4, but drivers are flouting this closure. So beware if you think this street is only used by pedestrians during the day. Drivers have been up in arms over parking charges. They are increasing in 14 city council car parks, often by over 30%. And nurses are threatening to quit over parking charges at the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital. I will ask Ruth to start with the latest in the St. Stephen Street saga.
A £6.1 million revamp of one of Norwich's main shopping streets, due to finish this week after months of work, has already been branded a waste of money. But council leaders have defended work on St. Stephen Street, saying it is something Norwich should be proud of. The road has been shut since January, but is due to open on Wednesday following 9 months of disruption. The work, paid for using cash from the government's Transforming Cities scheme, includes new sawtooth bus parking bays, wider pavements, crossing points and seating. But it has been criticised by Stephen Morphew, leader of the Labour Group at Norfolk County Council, and Brian Watkins, who leads the Liberal Democrat Group. Mr. Watkins, who was among councillors who voted to approve the scheme in June last year, said, "I think there are big question marks over whether this work has been value for money. I had significant doubts when this first came forward, and I still have doubts now." Mr. Watkins said a sawtooth bus bay scheme on the Isle of Wight has just been removed, and questioned whether the council might end up doing likewise. But Martin Wilby, Conservative-run County Hall's Cabinet Member for Highways, Transport and Infrastructure, said, "This scheme has transformed an important part of the city centre and is something Norwich should be proud of. The look and feel of the area is much improved, making it a more enjoyable place to work, shop and travel. We also recognise St Stephen Street is an important transport hub, which is why we have increased the bus service capacity and created space for passengers." A council spokesman said the sawtooth bus bay on the Isle of Wight was designed differently to those in St Stephen Street. The £6.1 million bill for the scheme also includes changes to Surrey Street and Red Lion Street. Red Lion Street will be shut in both directions from Thursday, October the 13th, until Tuesday, October the 18th.
Bus passengers heading back to a major city centre route have been baffled to find it incomplete after months of closure and a £16.1 million budget. For the past 10 months, St. Stephen Street has been closed, diverting buses to other parts of the city and funnelling the public via narrow pathways. But the busy thoroughfare reopened on October the 4th, since being closed in January. However, when passengers eagerly returned on Tuesday the 4th, they found a key piece of infrastructure lacking. Heading into the winter months, bus shelters and information signs are yet to be installed. Norfolk County Council, which is behind the works, says they'll be installed in early 2023 and apologised for any inconvenience caused. A spokesman for Norfolk County Council said, "Each stop in St. Stephen Street will have a pole with a bus stop flag and timetable attached. The improvement scheme has also seen 18 new benches added to the area to allow people to sit and wait. The bus shelters will be installed in early 2023, and further details on their installation will be provided nearer the time.
A car ban on a city street is being ignored by drivers, much to the frustration of business owners in the road. Exchange Street has been pedestrianised for 2 years with the County Council's Connecting the Norwich Lanes project, encouraging more outdoor seating along the road. But it has been reported that traffic is continuing to whiz down the street as a cut-through from the Bethel Street loop towards St Andrew Street during non-loading times. Businesses can still access Exchange Street for loading before 10 a.m. and after 4 p.m. The issue has also caused annoyance amongst cyclists who have been put off using the street because of motorists. A 32-year-old cyclist living in the city who did not wish to be named added, "Exchange Street has been pedestrianised for 2 years and yet hundreds of motorists break the law every day. Either they don't know what the sign means or they are happy to ignore it. I don't know which of those is the more worrying." Norfolk County Council previously said the changes to Exchange Street will support the local economy and improve air quality.
Parking charges will rise by 33% for some customers and commuters in the city, following new measures from the City Council. Norwich City Council has revealed the price hikes for its multi-storey car parks and pay and display sites. The council says the changes, which will come in on October the 27th, have been made after a five-year freeze on the charges. Fees at the likes of Chantry and Chapelfield East will increase by £5 from £15 for a five-hour stay. Meanwhile, at St Andrews, prices have leapt from £6 to £10 for a five-hour or longer stay. Evening fares across the council sites, three multi-storeys and 11 pay and displays, have all risen by 80p. The move will impact a total of 3,080 parking bays across Norwich. Blue badge discounts will remain the same. The new tariffs are estimated to generate an additional £600,000 a year for council services. A Norwich City Council spokeswoman said, "No one likes putting costs up, but the funding pays for essential services which are facing real terms cuts due to increasing inflation. The prices remain competitive with city centre privately owned car parks and other council car parks in comparable cities."
Cash-strapped hospital staff are considering leaving their jobs after being told they have to fork out £12 a day for parking. Nurses at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital are angry over the daily charges during a cost of living crisis and believe there has been a tightening of the rules. But the hospital has denied there is a security crackdown, with infrequent checking of all car parks being part of the security team's contractual remit. The father of one nurse, who has asked not to be named, claimed his daughter is now considering leaving her job as a result of having to cough up £60 a week. A spokesman for the hospital said, "We are currently reviewing our travel plan to ensure that in addition to the free parking already provided to staff at night and weekends, we maximise use of the finite number of spaces we have on site and that those spaces are allocated fairly. We continue to run a free park and ride service for staff from COSI, and we are exploring plans for an additional park and ride service from Thickthorne with the County Council and bus providers."
And now we will hear what has featured on the letters pages of the Evening News.